You're listening to Drumming for Justice with Flood the Drummer. Hello, everybody. I'm Flood the Drummer. Thanks for making time to listen to Drumming for Justice. It's Thursday, June 21st. This is the AM News Aggregator, where I drum up the top stories you need to know to be informed and engaged. President Donald Trump on Wednesday reversed his debunked argument that he had no authority to stop the separations of undocumented immigrant families at the border, signing an executive order to keep parents and kids together. A timeline for the reunion of immigrant families remained unclear following President Trump's executive order on Wednesday. The executive order represented a dramatic turnaround for Trump, who has been insisting, wrongly, that his administration had no choice but to separate families apprehended at the border because of federal law and a court decision. Iran has announced a list of 15 demands for improving relations with the United States, including a U.S. return to the 2015 nuclear accord in response to a similar list of demands made by Washington last month, the Associated Press reports. In an article in a state-owned newspaper Thursday, Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif called on the U.S. to stop providing arms to the invaders of Yemen, referring to Saudi Arabia, and to drop its opposition to the nuclear disarmament of Israel. The article came in response to demands laid out in May by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, who called for a wholesale change in Iran's military and regional policies, threatening the strongest sanctions in history if it refused. The National Park Service has approved an application for the group behind the deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville to host a one-year anniversary rally near the White House in August, according to NBC4 Washington. Organizers of the 2017 Unite the Right rally want to host the event in Lafayette Square Park on August 11th and 12th. About 400 people are expected to participate, according to the application filed on May 8th. Jason Kessler, the organizer of the rally, wrote on the application that the purpose of the event was to protest the civil rights abuse in Charlottesville and host a white civil rights rally. The Disney-Comcast bidding war for 21st Century Fox's movie and television assets will continue until the bid is around $40 to $45 a share, media expert Porter Bibb told CNBC. And Disney will end up the winner, said Bibb, managing partner at MediaTek Capital Partners. Disney is the future, Bibb said on Power Lunch Wednesday. In December, Disney offered $28 a share for Fox. Last week, Comcast countered with an all-cash deal of $35 a share. On Wednesday, Disney raised its bid for Fox to $38 a share, or $71.3 billion. Several high-profile data and tech companies have made millions of dollars from contracts with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency over the past several months, even as some of them publicly disavow the Trump administration's recent order to separate immigrant children from their parents. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, Thomson Reuters, Microsoft, Motorola Solutions, and Palantir have all had active contacts with the agency known as ICE, according to a public record search conducted by NBC News. The contracts highlight how technology companies, many which have developed advanced data analysts and tracking capabilities, are putting their innovations to work with the U.S. government in ways that are not often visible to the public. Japan plans to suspend the civil evacuation drills it started last year while North Korea was repeatedly test-firing missiles near and over Japanese islands, officials said Thursday, citing diplomatic overtures from Pyongyang. 9 drills to prepare residents in Japan for possible missile attacks were to be held later this year. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promised at his summit with President Donald Trump to work towards a denuclearized Korean peninsula. Apple is teaming up with Sesame Workshop for a brand new slate of children's programming, the tech giant announced on Wednesday. The deal, which doesn't include the nonprofit organization's most famous brand, Sesame Street, will include a live-action series, an animated series, and a puppet show, CNN Media reported. Apple did not disclose the financial aspects of the agreement. Sesame Street will continue to air on PBS and on HBO, which struck a deal in 2015 to distribute the beloved children's show for 5 years. The partnership with Sesame Workshop is Apple's first foray into children's programming. And finally, the number of sexual assaults reported during commercial airline flights is increasing at an alarming rate, the FBI said Wednesday, and the number of actual cases could be much higher. FBI investigations into mid-air sexual assaults increased by 66% from fiscal year 2014 to 2017. The Bureau said it has opened 63 investigations into sexual assault on aircrafts in 2017, compared with 57 in 2016, 40 in 2015, and 38 in 2014. FBI Special Agent David Rotsky told reporters the number of sexual assaults during flights is increasing at an alarming rate and added, "We're not sure why." That is the AM News Aggregator, and it's presented by TechBook Online, a digital-first publisher of original content. Follow TechBook Online on social media at TheRealTBOInc, and for you iPad, iPhone users, at TechBook Online to your Apple News Reader. To hear the AM News Aggregator every morning, subscribe to Drumming for Justice on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and wherever else podcasts are available. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Flood the Drummer. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, I'm Flood the Drummer, and I'm Drumming for Justice.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.